Okay, welcome to Parakeet from Hilchos Meiser. And now, again, the Rambam is going to continue with halachas at what point a person's chayav and meiser or not. So let's get started. In halacha aleph, the Rambam says, L'kech peres tushin la'ochlan nikvu l'maiser v'divayin k'mosh b'yarno. So as we've seen already, the person purchases produce that has been picked from the ground. It's that produce is chayav in meiser midurabana. U'me'masa yikvu. So at what point is this chayav established? So again, we've seen this. As soon as the person pays for the item, even if he has not actually taken the item, meaning brought it into his own domain, he's high. Let's say he hasn't given the money. So let's say I'm shopping, and what I'm doing is I'm selecting some fruit and putting it aside, selecting this bunch and putting it to the side. I could do this the entire day. Right, even if he concluded he will end up purchasing these fruits, well, he's chayav laser, he's not chayav to get miser. Right, the im haya yirei shamayim. Of course, if he is someone who is God fearing, mishad gomer believo naaser. Once he concludes he's going to buy it, he should take miser b'achat yachsel mocher imotzel haaser. And afterwards, he can return to the seller if he wants to. Okay, halacha beis halokeach u'mechuba lekarka shalacha talush l'shalach lechaver lo nikvu. Let's say a person is purchasing produce that's still attached to the ground. But let's say he picked fruit that he wants to send to his friend, then there's no chiyuv of meiser, veishalachom en arai. He can actually eat, he can snack on this produce. One second. Halacha gimel, ha'omer l'chavero, heilach yisar zeh, v'sen libo, hamisha te'enim. Let's say I tell my friend, here is $5, or let's say $10, give me 5 figs. So then, I raise ochel achas achas butter. I can eat what it called. They can be eaten one at a time. Then sira chayv laser. However, if the person who sold it gals them together, what it called as one, then there's a chiyav meiser. Heilach iser zeb esrim teinim sha'avorli. Okay, let's say a guy says, "I'll give you $10. What it called for figs that I will choose myself or bor achas achas the ochel." What he can do is he can select one by one and eat them. Beeshkol, if he does it by cluster grapes, Chevroli, Migargar, Menu, but Ilan Ba'ocha. So you can do the same thing if he says for cluster grapes. Let's say he says, I'm going to give you $10 for the cluster grapes that I'm going to go ahead and select out. He could pick them individually from the tree and eat them. Berimon, Chevroli, Porto, Ilan Ba'ocha. Okay, same thing by pomegranate, by Matiach, Chevroli, Kopas, Bakarka, Ba'ocha. It's the same kind of concept by the watermelon, which is where you bend over to take it from the ground. We've seen this before. Then cuts it to Ain and Mitzirfon. But let's say the guy cut off the figs and gather them together, or she cuts the Eshkol, Matiach, or he cuts off the cluster or the melon, chayv aser. Why is he chayv to meiser? Shere lo kana ela hanitlosh, because what he purchased or that which was picked. About imam arlo heilach isar b'shtei teinim elo b'shtei eshkolos elo b'shtei merim elo b'shtei abatichim elo. Let's say he says, "I'll give you $10 for these 2 figs." Kozes gedarko v'ochol arai. So then he can pick as usual and eat snack wise u'patter and he's patter from meiser. So nikvu v'mekach shere lacham mechubon, because he's not chayv due to purchasing them. Because when he purchased them, they were still attached to the, in this case, let's say, the tree. Halacha dalet. Hamachlif im chavero zeh le'achol v'zeh le'achol. Let's say a person exchanges produce with his friend. I'll give you my apples, you give me your oranges. Shtei nikvu le'maisros. That actually produces a chiyav meiser, shere lachu betalosh, because now they're purchasing it, so to speak, picked fruit. Zeh lixos v'leh lixos. All right, so let's say, the deal will be, while the stuff is still attached to the ground, I'll harvest your stuff, and that which I harvest from you, I'll get, and you'll get the stuff you harvest from me. Shtein lo nikvu. Why isn't there a chiyuv meiser? Shein a mecher kovei davar shaligum lachtu kumosh b'yarno. Because the sale does not create a chiyuv meiser on that which I have not completed the required melachas. Lachach echa peiro shehechlif lachila, lachach ha'acher chalifein lahaksosan. All right, so let's say someone purchased produce to eat in exchange with someone else who purchased produce to harvest. So the food that I purchased, I do maisron. And the guy who purchased to harvest, to pick, lo nikvu l'maiser, he's not chayv in maiser. Let's say a guy says to his friend, say v'leket l'cha esrim te'inim mishali, v'ani amale eskarsi mishalcha. Okay, so let's say I tell my friend, go out and gather together 20 of my figs that you can keep, and I'll fill up my stomach with your produce. Okay, a little bit of a different deal. They're both potter, shnei paturim from meiser. Why? She'ein zeh chalifin, right? This isn't a real exchange. Kedei she'en mecher v'im tzir v'achol chayv. So it's not really a sale, an exchange that produces a sale. And but however, in this case, if you gather them all together as one and ate, then you'd be chayev to eat, then you'd be chayev in maaser. Okay, loch above. Now there, we're dealing with one kind of transaction. What about a gift? Okay, what about a gift? So the Rambam says the matana inukubas kamecha. So what do you call it? Presents, gifts, do not create a chiyuv in for maaser. What do you call it? So so let's say an amar shay over b'shuk. Let's say a regular Jew is passing through the marketplace. Amar to lochem teinim ochlim b'torim shem matana kubas. And he says to them, he says, listen, take some of my figs. You can eat them. And we'll say that because that's in your putter from maaser. So we'll say the matana, the gift that's given, does not create a chiyuv maaser. Now v'mechniso lebateim. Let's say when I accept the gift, I bring it into my house. So if most people would bring them into their house, I mean, most people bring their produce, this kind of produce into their house, you're chayv maaser. But if most of the people would bring it to the marketplace, the best solution we have is that it's what do you call it? You separate out what you would separate for demai, which we'll see later on, because maybe you'll say that he took maaser and then brought it to the shuk. Let's say he says, take these figs and bring them into your homes. Mission machnes lebayis meiser demay. As soon as I bring it to my house, I consider it like meiser demay, which is like a suffek. Nuzal dover meruba. Let's say what it called. Let's say the amaretz gives you a lot. Afil amarlo tul ba'achol. Even if he says I take and eat, harizik kamish amarlo tul behechnis she'ena ocha achi takan demay. So again, you have to treat it like demay if it's a large amount. Lechin nuzal dover she'ed darkal le'achol chay. Let's say the amaretz gives you something that you wouldn't normally eat raw. O shahaya adam gadol. Shane Darkalachal Bashoko, he's an important person who would never eat in the marketplace, then Hareze Misake and Demai. And he treats it like Demai, separate, it does Demai types of separation. Again, we'll see what those halachas are later on. Halacha Zion. Let's say Hayushayan. Let's say we have two potential buyers. Amr Lecha told the Echal. Amr Lashani told the Hechnis. All right. Let's say, I'm sorry, two potential receivers of the present. And what it called? And the Amar, it says to one of them, take it and eat it. It says to the second, take it and bring it to your house. Ze ochel patar, ze ochel b'chai. The guy who eats it is patar, and the guy who, excuse me, ze one ochel, what it called? The first guy is ochel, can eat it and is patar from meiser, but the second guy who eats it, right? That's the guy who's tol b'hechnis, he would be chai. Let's say you have people who are sitting at the, let's say at the gate, or the storefront, Amr Lahem, and he says to them, Tluva Achlo. He says to them, take this and eat it. They can eat in their pata. But if you, let's say, the owner of the store or the owner of the shar, you cannot eat from it until you take out the mai. Because as if he's saying, La'elo to these people, that's the key. It's like if, when he says, Tluva Achlo, if it's the owner, it's as if he's telling them, take it and bring it into your home. Why? Because their storefront's like their home. We've already explained that having, let's say, produce that's chayiv meiser passed through a house that I don't own, right, will not produce the chayiv meiser. So for those people sitting there, there's no chayiv meiser to speak of. It'd only be an issue for the owner. Okay, so chayiv sepa'olam, halacha tes. Let's say I hire laborers, lasos yimo beperos, to work with me in the fruits, the produce, fame, the pollution, made in the barn, whether they're attached or still attached to the ground, to whether attached or detached. So they're allowed to eat, to partake of all the produce they're working with. And therefore, they are pater from meiser. Let's say the boss man comes along and says, here's a tonight, here's the condition that you can go ahead and take a produce. Even for what the Torah doesn't entitle you to. For instance, the Poalim are entitled to the fruit, either I said, but not the sons. Let's say I include the sons. Or that his son can eat based on his wages. All these cases are raised also lechol. Then they cannot eat it. Until Meister is taken. Because why? Since he's partaking of, the reason why he's able to partake of this entire produce is because of the stipulation the guy made. He's considered like a purchaser. Let's say he I hired a person to work with me to dig around the area where the olives are, the hisna pol shochel b'zeisim, and the worker stipulated that he could actually partake of the olives themselves. He can eat one olive at a time from a tree, putter, therefore he's putter meiser bin tzir, but if he gathers them together, he is then chayev in to take meiser from those things. Halacha yud aleph. Let's say I hired somebody to dig around to plow the little area for onions. And I made a deal that he could take from these onions. Okay. So he's allowed to go ahead and cut off each leaf one by one, and eat in serve high, but he gathers them together and eats five. Similar idea. Let's say the worker made a deal and he said that he'll be able to eat this amount, let's say whatever, a pound of olives. You can eat one by one. However, if he gathers them together, chayv aser, all who ochel davar katzav. Why? Because since he stipulated a specific amount and he's eating it, it's like he's a customer who's purchasing it, that who gathers it together, creates chayv meiser. Lo katzatz, right? So let's say he did not make any stipulation. Elohai ochel kedintara. Mitzarif ochel kol mashi yirtzev, hu shelo yispos bamelech. Right, so again, so if he didn't make the stipulation, he can eat as much as he wants because that's what he's allowed to do in midaraisa. Now, as long as he doesn't dip these things into salt. But let's say he dips them in salt. Well, if he does one by one, then it's okay. Nachai meiser, but if there's two by two, that's considered koveya meiser and crane the chi of a meiser from these olives. Alachi base. Poal shaya osa belivsin. So let's say a worker is working with bad figs. Lo yochal bivnos sabea. So sheva, excuse me. You should not eat from the better figs. Bivnos sheva lo yochal belivsin. So if they're better figs, you shouldn't take from the worst ones. Achi yaser until the meiser is taken. Yishalim no atzmo. Achi gil makom yafas. But what he can do is he can prevent it. He can say, I'm not going to eat any figs until I get to the nicer ones, which sounds like would be the smarter move to do. Halacha yud gimel. Hamotzi po'olim laso sol malacha besad that is mashi in lahen alav mizonos. Let's say a person takes his field workers out with him to do malacha in the field when basically, in a situation where he's not chai to provide for them food, they can actually eat from the fruits of the field. They determine a meiser. They can put a meiser as long as the tasks needed to complete the produce has not been done. Let's say he's responsible to provide them a food. They can't eat. Even if the fruits haven't finished their labor, because ultimately you'll be paying off a debt from tevel. But they can eat one fig at a time. For example, they can't take it from a basket or they can't take it from a container, nor can they take it from an area where the figs were set aside. So if I take produce and I cook it, I boil it, or I pickle it, that creates a chayav meiser. If I smoke produce, until they're what are called good to eat, that's a sapek. Let's say I take produce and I bury it into the ground to produce basically fertilizer. I bury it into the ground or into straw or into fertilizer until I'm doing this for the purpose of eating. It makes it taste better. Okay, lo nikvu l'meiser. I've not created a chiyah meiser in those instances. Halacha design. Hanosein yayin l'tav shalcham. Let's say a person places wine into a hot dish. Or shenasa shem l'gdera be'ilfas. Or let's say he pours oil into a hot baking dish. Kishahim u'sachim when they're hot. Nikvu l'meiser. Then is a chiyah meiser. So if I pour water into wine into hot water, also of course it goes without saying that if I cook the wine, I feel that even if it's in the wine press, I can't drink from it until I take my syrup from the wine. Let's say I have garlic, for example, and mustard seeds, okay, and let's say I mix them with oil. Assuming I crush the chardal in the field, let's say the mustard seed, and then mix them with oil. Then I've created their tevel, and now meiser must be taken. If I squeeze grape clusters into a cup, that creates chiyah meiser. The sochet tamchoy in nikva. But if I squeeze it into into a pot, then it doesn't create a chiyah meiser. Let's say a person salts produce that's in the field, that creates chiyah meiser. Tevel azesim echad echad melech v'achol patra. If I go ahead and dip olives, as you saw before, one by one in salt, and eat them, I'm pater from meiser. Let's say a person goes ahead and opens up cuts open the olives, pater, to extract the juice, he's pater. Let's say someone removes olives from where they're normally stored, the olive storage area, one by one, the melach, to dip in salt, Vilchal eats it, he can do so, vimalach nasan lafanav, chayev. Let's say he salts them, like a bunch of them, and places them in front of them to eat at some point, chayev, in meiser, v'chein kol yotzeh v'zeh. And so do similar cases. Vachit, that's a torah peros of truma. Let's say a person separates truma from his fruits, from his produce, shetzarech litra macharei shnia, right? And let's say he does truma in a way where he didn't do a good enough job, he's got to do another truma on it. Nikvu the meiser, at the point he's kaveh, it takes out truma, meiser is kavu, is the nechi of meiser comes into existence. He can't even snack on them. He has to first remove the second truma he has to take out, and then do meiser. Okay, rounding down the next last few lachas. Okay, so let's say I finished work on produce, and what happens? It's Friday night. We saw this before. Shabbos, because it becomes Shabbos, they're chayv meiser. Now I can't eat from these fruits, even after Shabbos, until I take out meiser. Let's say children stole some figs and hid them before Shabbos, or for Shabbos, the shachul asran, and I forgot to do meiser. I have to wait till Motzei Shabbos to do meiser. And I can't eat from them. Let's say I took a fig and I said, that's the fig I'm going to eat on Shabbos. And I gathered a basket of them. Lo yochach yaser, I can't eat until I do meiser. Whole paros in the yuchal Shabbos. Since these figs are designated for Shabbos, but Shabbos kovas, as we saw two paraks ago, Shabbos can create a chiyuv of meiser. Finally, lachav gimel yaokol beeshkol. Let's say I'm eating a cluster of grapes, the chashkol of the Shabbos, and Friday night starts. Well, yigmar akolas of Shabbos, I cannot finish my eating of them on Shabbos achi yaser until I take meiser from them. The minich lachav Shabbos harizeh gomer. But let's say I set them aside until after the Shabbos, then I can go ahead and finish them. Okay, that ends Parak Hay, and we'll pick up Parak Vav tomorrow.